the earliest alphabets were images of trees and cranes and things in nature, and then our alphabets became abstracted. What I proposed was a tribute to the cultural side of birding and bird watching. The first real field guide to birds was published in 1934 by Roger Torrey Peterson. He really changed the way people look at nature. In the end papers, you have silhouettes of birds with numbers, and the numbers match up to a list of names. You oftentimes see nature only in silhouette. You can identify birds by just the outline of their form. There's 140 different species of birds, 5 different basic habitats. They're all American birds, so North and South America. Some kind of pleasure thing goes off in the brain when somebody says, ooh, it's a robin, or ooh, it's a cardinal, it's a beautiful hawk going by. But I don't want there to be a visual key on the wall, and I want people to be frustrated that they can't fulfill this urge to know what it is. Language limits us because as soon as we have a name for something, it's kind of limited what it can be. I want them to look at the wall first and try to enjoy the diversity of shapes and forms of these creatures without needing to know what the name of the thing is, because knowing the name of something isn't necessarily knowing what it is.